This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Nicolas Cage is an amazing actor. It's hard to remember that Nicolas Cage, the one who was Leaving Las Vegas, an adaptation, and Raising Arizona, the nephew of Francis Ford Coppola. But oh, we just remember the caricature Nicolas Cage, the one who's in ridiculous movies like Ghost Rider and plays an actor who just likes to do parts to earn money to buy shrunken heads and castles and all the things that Nicolas Cage actually did do. And the parts that he chose actually matched up well with somebody that nutty. Here we find a different actor, one like Matthew McConaughey in Mud and with the same kid, who in this movie plays a guy named Gary Jones, but it's Ty Sheridan. He's also in Mud. So this kid must have a knack for pulling out the best in old actors, because McConaughey's been around before he got his Oscar turn. Mud, I think, turned around. Here, Nicolas Cage has turned around. It's a career-saving performance. It's a soul-shattering movie. Incredible side story. The story is about a southern dude, blue collar, very blue collar. It's about a guy who is into drinking and hookers, and he's trying to stay out of prison because he likes to fight with cops a lot. He runs a racket of a chain gang, basically. It's a modern day chain gang, but their job is to poison trees so that the lumber company can cut them down, because they're not allowed to cut down living trees, so they have to kill the trees. It's not totally on the up and up, but it's the kind of economy that the mainstream wants but won't admit to. In any case, the acting of Gary Poulter, who was actually a real homeless person who was found in a bus stop by the director, David Gordon Green, who also directed Pineapple Express. He's a real homeless guy. He found him in a bus stop. He plays the kid's dad. He plays an abusive, alcoholic, homeless father. And he plays it so convincingly that 2 weeks after production, they found him dead in 6 inches of water in a puddle. So does that make his performance more real or less real? The fact that he actually died like he does in the movie. So it calls into question the nature of art. He will always be remembered for his incredible performance, as will Nicolas Cage and this astonishing film, which will stay with you and brings you into a dark place.